Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
And welcome back to Ravens Game Plan for Week 14. Time for Scouts Honor with Eric DaCosta. Nice to see you, Eric. It's the first time the Ravens are facing the Redskins during the Shanahan era. It's a very different-looking franchise than it might have been back 4 or 5 years ago when we saw them last. Eric, he's the only guy, along with Belichick and Reed, that takes that EVP title, Executive Vice President, and the GM reports up. Most teams do it kind of the way the Ravens do it. How much different do you think they handle their personnel and when you deal with the organization? Is it a lot different than 29 other teams?
Well, it's probably still a collaboration. They've got very good scouts there. They've got a general manager in Bruce Allen who's very, very good. And they work together. You know, I think in Washington, the coaches have a lot of input for sure. The position coaches, the coordinators definitely have a big say. But as I said, they work together as a unit, and they make decisions together. And then finally, Shanahan will make the final call.
Is there a Shanahan philosophy? We know the stretching, you know, the stretch zone offense on the Denver side. When you see a team, you say, oh, that looks like a Shanahan team.
Well, I think their running game is very similar to what we've seen in the past. You know, it's the Denver Broncos of old, the Houston Texans, who we played quite a bit in the last few years, so we're used to it. I think what's different about this Shanahan team is the passing game, the play action. I think RG3, it's different from what Elway would do in Denver. You know, and some of those guys, Jake Plummer, quarterbacks like that, it's a different offense from that standpoint. He's gotten very creative, I think, to his credit. He's adapted the game a little bit to do what his players do well. And good coaches do that. They take the skills of their players and they adapt their offense around that, and he's done that brilliantly.
All right, RG3 is an emerging national superstar. He had a great coming out party again on Monday Night Football. Take me back to draft day. It's he and Luck. He had had some injury issues earlier in his career, really climbed the board as the combines went through. What do you remember about that?
Well, I think he's a guy with a unique skill set, you know, similar in some ways to Michael Vick from an athletic standpoint, but a very, very good passer, accurate, quick release, strong arm, dangerous on the move. He's a guy who can do it all. I think comparing he and Luck, you know, most people saw Luck as more the prototype, traditional passer. I think RG3, whoever drafted RG3, would have to get creative and basically mold their offense around his skill set, and I think Shanahan has done that effectively, and the Redskins are starting to see how that all plays out.
I think we have the tape of a 4.38 40 coming up at the combine, and as Dean Pease said a little bit earlier on Game Plan Defense, an option quarterback running a 4.9 versus an option quarterback running a 4.38, a little bit different. Did he light you up? Did he blow your brains out at the combine?
Well, he did. You know, I think we all thought he was a fast quarterback, but what he did at the combine was special. And having watched him on tape, we saw him back as a freshman and a sophomore. We're looking at Jason Smith, who was an offensive tackle, who was a first-round pick. And RG3 jumped off the practice field that day. He's a guy with very, very good quickness, outstanding straight speed. And, you know, as you see on tape, when he gets a chance to make a play, guys have a hard time catching him. He destroys pursuit angles. He's a difference maker.
And you guys see option football as college scouts a lot more than our pro group can. You watch them play on Monday Night Football and they're running that Baylor offense. It looks a lot like Navy or Georgia Tech. It's faster, quicker, a little bit better. But seeing that option, I guess you have to have some input on the guys upstairs and say kind of this is the way option football works a little bit, or what they like to do out of the option.
Well, it's funny how things are cyclical. When I was growing up back in the 80s as an Oklahoma fan, you know, they would run the wishbone and the option, and it was really, really good. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Johnson came in and became the college football became more of a passing league where they'd spread the field and throw the ball quite a bit. And now we've gone back again to the spread offense where you see these teams, you know, run the option, the spread option, the veer option, all these different things. And it's starting to sort of move into the NFL. We've seen it a little bit in the past with Tim Tebow and some of these other guys. But I think RG3 is a difference maker. And we fortunately have Tyrod Taylor here who can simulate some of the things that he's able to do. Tyrod was a very good option quarterback at Virginia Tech. So that helps us a little bit. But it's going to be a major challenge this week.
They immediately installed the Denver zone running scheme, which everyone does. And kind of the back doesn't matter. We've heard that. Terrell Davis, all those different guys. Sixth round draft choice that really didn't show up on too many boards. Alfred Morris, who's got over 1,100 yards, second in the league in rushing totals. What do you remember him from combine, from the draft board, and are you shocked to see this kid being an all-pro rookie running back?
Well, not shocked. You know, he's a guy that we thought was a draftable prospect. He's got two things. He's got good vision, and he runs very hard. He's tough to bring down. He makes a good decision. He's got a good pad level, and he maximizes every run. If it's going to be blocked for 4 yards, he's going to get 6 yards. He's a guy that lowers his pads. He fights through contact. And just the very fact that the quarterback is out there pitching the ball and doing all these different things frightens the defense. It scares the defense a little bit. It slows the defense down a little bit and makes those holes even bigger.
And a lot of the work that you see them doing is to the left of the quarterback, where you've got a potentially future, you know, multi-year potential Hall of Famer. They love Trent Williams, their left tackle. If you look back at the draft board, the two tackles that year there were at the very top were Russell Okung and Williams. How do you rate them? Do you see Trent Williams as being that good of a left tackle?
Well, both guys came from the state of Oklahoma. Trent Williams was at Oklahoma, and Okung was at Oklahoma State. Different types of players. Okung was bigger, probably more physical, more of your traditional, you know, big body left tackle type. And Trent Williams is a guy who played on the right side at Oklahoma. Gifted athlete, you know, very, very fast, quick-footed, perfect fit for a zone scheme, gets up to the second level, can pull and play in space. He's a difference maker for him. In that offense, he's the perfect pick.
And I was looking back at one of the first moves that Shanahan made when he came in, bringing in Donovan McNabb. It seems like 100 years ago. Sometimes that veteran quarterback bridges the gap for you. Steve McNair had a 13-3. The late Steve McNair was brilliant when you tried that move with Ozzie Newsome here in Baltimore. It didn't quite work as well in Washington.
Well, you got to get creative when you're starting out a franchise or trying to get back on top, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's no game plan for success. Some teams draft a franchise quarterback, a la the Indianapolis Colts getting Luck. Other teams sign the quarterback, like the Denver Broncos did this year with Peyton Manning. So you have to put yourselves in position to win the game as best as you can, and you have to have a quarterback. So I think Shanahan tried to make the move with McNabb, a guy that had been to 4 NFC championships and 1 Super Bowl. I mean, the guy had a huge history of success. Didn't work out quite as well as he wanted to, and now he's sort of gone back and done it the other way and drafted a rookie quarterback with good success.
And it looks like they are set for the future, at least at the quarterback position. Thanks, Derek DeCosta, joining us for Scouts Honor. Thank you for joining us for this Week 14 edition of Ravens Game Plan. I'm Larry Rosen. We'll see you next week.